neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Rosh Hashanah is referred to the day of, what's the day it's called? Chazal Baruch, Yom HaZikaron. Okay. Yom HaZikaron. In Tefillah we mention Yom HaZikaron. Right. So now the question is, why Rosh Hashanah is called Yom HaZikaron? What does Zikaron mean?
Remembrance.
So why we call Rosh Hashanah the day of remembrance? Ribbono Shel Olam up all the fires. So he reminds himself. Which one?
We have to remember that there is such a day at the beginning of each year.
Only one day?
2 days.
2 days. Only 2 days?
No, every day we have to remember that there is such a day.
So every day we have. Right. So this is the only Chag that in Eretz Yisrael, same thing with us. Yeah, that's true. But now Zikaron, so that means Hashem doesn't forget, right? So now in Rosh Hashanah, we call this Chag, this day, as the day of reminder, remembrance, reminder, which one?
Every day is Rosh Hashanah. Huh? Every day is Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, there is a discussion actually in Masechet Pesachim that if one is being judged on a daily basis or Rosh Hashanah, that's another lecture, because you know, if you like to go home before 9 p.m., so you want to go earlier or later? So we'll postpone that for some other time. So what does it mean every day? Rabbi Yosef says every day. And so now, so here Rosh Hashanah is called Yom Zikaron. Why? So I heard a very beautiful message, and that is, Ribbono Shel Olam is going to judge us according to what we didn't forget, the same way that we remember things that we remember. So now Ribbono Shel Olam is going to remember things that we remembered. Make sense?
Very nice.
Not really. What does it mean? And let's say, do you know anybody that forgets to eat?
No.
No. Maybe you would not have time to eat, but nobody forgets to eat. Or do you know anybody that forgets to sleep? Do you know anybody? Do you know anybody that remembers to stay awake? Many. But to sleep, there's no classes here that they teach you to go to sleep, are they? Well, because, I mean, Chas v'Shalom, there are many that they have a problem to go to sleep at night, that's a different case. But here, it's a very, very delicate point, and that is, what do you like to remember? What do you like to remember?
Good things.
Good things.
The things that you like to remember. It's a benefit.
Say, Amecha Kulam Sadikim, Chazaka Baruch. What do you remember all the time? To make money. Do you forget that?
No.
No. Any way that is possible, you want to make profit, you make money, right? What bothers you the most? That you're not making enough?
Money.
Or
you lose.
Or lose, Shalom, God forbid. So here, it's very interesting. This day is called Yom HaZikaron. Why? Because Ribbono Shel Olam is going to judge us measure for measure. They call it Midah. Can I get Midah? What does it mean? Ribbono Shel Olam says, show me what you didn't want to forget and you remember constantly to serve me. Were you so cautious, so aware, like the time Tefillah would not pass? The shiur would not pass. You were worried what time would be that I run to the shiur, run to the mincha. Was that something crucial, important to you? That's what Hashem is going to judge us. It's called Yom Zikaron. Zikaron for Zikaron. If Hashem sees that my memory, it was only used to serve Hashem. So in the same way, Hashem is going to judge me letovah. But Chas v'Shalom, if I use my zikaron for other things, my meetings, my this, my that, my those, you know.
Do you want the holiday?
Sorry? No, the whole year. The whole year. Every day, every day, every day. You know, sometimes people, you know, they're told, call me, right? Let's say he doesn't have his phone with him, or some, you know, what does he do? He writes it on palm of his hand, right? And he doesn't want to forget something. Right? What does he write on the palm of his hand? Why? Because he see it. Does he write it on the back of his neck? Does he?
No.
So why does he write it on the palm of his hand? Because he reads it. Yeah.
In the same way, he says, "No shalom, you have a haftarah." He says, "Your abonot is written on the palm of my hand." Remember this haftarah? Ibn Shalom says that your abonot here, I wrote it on the palm of my hand. With a special pain. It's a very tough haftarah. Why? Because here, whatever that we want to remember, if we're right here, it's very accessible, right? So here, Yom HaZikaron, that we go through the tefillah, is for the zikaron that we have only for serving Hashem. The same way that you don't want to miss out, there's a meeting, there's a appointment, you have to meet with somebody, for sure, you're going to make it. You're not going to forget. You make a reminder. So now Ibn Shalom says, what do you do for me? To not forget. What did you do? And that's what it's called Yom HaZikaron. Rabbeinu Ben Ishai, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Mibaghdad, Zechuto Maran Aleinu. And that brings a ma'aseh, a story about a mother comes home and hears a scream. Scream! Crying. She runs. And she notices that her little girl stuck her hand in the jar. It was a candy jar. Now grabbed the candy to take it out. So she was not able to take her hand out. Pushes, you know, full of pain. So the mother says, let the candy go. So you take your hand out. Will she let it go?
No.
Chas v'Shalom. Chas v'Shalom. But you're in pain. Let it go.
But her hand got stuck, but if she opens her hand, let this candy go. No, because she's not going to let the candy go. Why?
Because the candy, ki hem chayenu, orech yamenu. How can you let the candy go? Arab says a very beautiful thing. In life, there are many, they grab many, many candies. Many candies. It's their work, their fun that they have, their activity they have. They're busy. It's given them such a pain. Busy, worry, you know. Wow, what am I going to do? Problems.
Right after one another.
So let the candy go. Get your hand out. No, I can't. I'm involved. I can't let it go. You know, there's nothing to do. What can I do? Let it go. No. And that's how people, they have such a addiction that they're not even willing to consider to let go. To consider. Maybe it will change your life. Just open your hand. Let the candy go. Get your hand up. No. And you know what? She's willing, this little girl, to break her hand. To break the jar. To make her hand bloody. But she's not going to let the candy go. And that's what you see people do. People, they're fighting over nonsense, years after years. Back and forth. Why? Because this candy is mine. So no, this candy is mine. This is mine, so this is mine.
Years and years, that's what? They make their life maror, bitter.
And that's what exactly, in a few days, you have to stand in front of Ribbono Shel Olam and tell Ribbono Shel Olam, Lo Shachachti, I didn't forget. That means, for one to know, he will be Zocher Ledin, that he's going to be passed. Pass! You know, people go for driving test. You know, what's going to happen? And somebody says, I pass, I don't pass, I pass, I don't pass. You know how you're going to pass? If you know that your only interest is to do the Ratzon Hashem, you pass. Don't worry about nothing. If your interest is, do not forget, you know, I have to do whatever Hashem wants to me. That means Hashem loves you. Hashem is behind you. Nothing to worry about. But if we don't have any interest, it's half and half. It's 1080, 1020, 1090. You have to wake up. Because that's how you're going to be judged, all of us. It's Yom HaZikaron. It's a day of how you remember things. It's a Yom HaZikaron. Not for Ribono Shola. It's Yom HaZikaron. Hashem says, how much you remember me? When do you remember me? You only remember when you have problems?
So we all do. We have nobody else to go. But here it's not good enough. We have to come to Hashem
constantly. You have to have the urge to come to Ribono Shola. And Hashem is like, and give us the strength and the chokmah that we, the book to Ribono Shel Olam, Mesad Hashem, be shana male, besorot tovot, nachat, semachot, yeshuot, lekol am Yisrael, amen ki ratzo. Koil ha-nishomot, halel ko haleluko, koil ha-nishomo, nishomo sheli. Koil ha-nishomot, halel ko haleluko, koil ha-nishomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.